The warm waters in the Gulf of Mexico are making Hurricane Ian even stronger. From space, it's seen swirling over the Caribbean. This woman in Cuba wades through waters inside what's left of her home.
It was a disaster. I've never seen this before. We lost everything. Nothing is left, as you can see.
Now Florida is next.
You need to evacuate now.
The governor of Florida told people in its southwest to leave as the waves get taller and stronger.
Right now in the state of Florida, there's about 8,000 customers that are out of power. That's mostly in southeast Florida due to some of the things that we have seen. But of course, that number will be into the millions relatively shortly.
With the lack of power, many are downloading a free app called Zello that works like a walkie-talkie and can be used with little to no cell phone signal. It was the number one downloaded app during Hurricane Harvey in 2017. Other preparations include stocking up on food and water, and this creative trick.
If you have especially an old laptop sitting around and the storm is coming, keep it plugged in, keep the battery charged, and then even if you never turn the laptop on, it's basically a gigantic battery pack that you can use to get several charges out of your phone.
Despite various tips, officials say they are still concerned residents may be apathetic.
I do have concerns about complacency. We're talking about impacts in a part of Florida that hasn't seen a major direct impact in nearly 100 years. There's also parts of Florida where there's a lot of new residents that have never experienced this type of threat. So my message to them is still take this very seriously.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts 6 to 10 hurricanes will form in the Atlantic this year. Half are expected to be major. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.